Okay, we've come to the to the end of the Gzeres HaKasuvs. We all know that the Tesva Varayas Pater are Pater from Yibum Mechalitza, they Pater at Tsaris. And we know one Mahalach. We only learned Kim Lamed Beis, so we know only one Mahalach, that it has to be Dumya Dachais Isha. Any Erev that's similar to Achais Isha is Pater from Yibum Mechalitza because of the drushes of Aleha, and because of the drush of Litzra. Yesterday, at the end of Shir, we learned the Chiddush Otzum that the Mordechai brings. And it's not just the Mordechai. He brings from the Goinim, Rabbeinu Chananel, from the Gedalei HaKadmonim, an extraordinary Chiddush that is a Ptur of a Mummer. That if you fall to Yibum, to a Mummer, that Mummer is somehow, it doesn't, the parsha of Yimei Chalitza doesn't apply to the Mummer. That for some reason, which is not completely clear, which is the subject of the discussion, for some reason, if you fall Yibum to a Mummer, you're potter with two shittas in the Mordechai, it has to be a Mummer from when you got married till you fall to Yibum, or only when you fall to Yibum. Be that as it may, whichever way that is, at the end of the day, there's something called a Ptur Mummer, and it's the Yesh Oimrim in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in Mekufn and Zayin, it's valid, even though we don't pass it that way, Lakula. Nevertheless, it's a Chashuv Shita for Tzirufim in Halacha Lamaisa. What's the get to us in this Mordechai, which is the get to a number of Sugyas, even in the first parak. What's Nagaya to us is the Trumas Hadeshan's understanding of the reason for the Mordechai's Psak. Yesterday I mentioned to you two possible reasons. Why is it that a Mummer shouldn't have a din of Yibum V'Chalitza? Why shouldn't the Parsha apply? Reason number one, which appears to be the Kavana in the Mordechai, is that we neman that the Kedushin Harishainim, the original marriage, was Loyal Daskei Nitna. The original Kedushin was Ki'ilu B'tanai, that if you're going to fall to a Mummer, to Yibum, I don't want you to be Miyabim, Misyabim from a Mummer. The Mummer will be able to be Miyabim Yubar Karcha. We don't want that. And therefore, the original Kedushin is Ki'ilu, they're made on a Tanai, even though the Tanai was not spoken out. A person goes to Chuppah, doesn't think about his new wife falling to Yibum. Nevertheless, it's Ki'ilu, it's such a strong Anansadi, it's Ki'ilu, they spoke it out. Now, I agree, that Mahalach is a tremendous Chiddush. We don't start making all kinds of ki'ilu tanoim in a marriage. What am I going to do? As I state, that's one of the hezbeirim. And if you hold of that reason, you hold of that reason. There's some guy in him who hold of that reason. The Trumas Hadeshen was not happy with that reason, apparently. What? It's only a kedai for kedushin and not nesuin. So what does that mean? If you have to nesuin, the whole thing won't apply. That's what he's saying. So then the Trumas Hadeshen needs a second reason. That's what he says. Okay. So the Trumas Hadeshen gives a second reason. The Trumas Hadeshen's reason is also a chiddush. You have to know that there's a parsha of Kano and Pagan Bain. Now the parsha itself isn't chumish. It says that if a man is boil a goyish woman, b'fahesya. Zimri was boil b'fahesya kozvi. Pinchas came and killed him. Kanoim paigim bay. A person's allowed b'shas aveira to kill somebody who is boil an aranis. The bia of a yid with a goyita, kanoim paigim bay. When the Rambam brings this down in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Zayin, he adds that it's also a Nisakaris. He calls a Karis Medivrei Kabbalah. It's a Nisakaris, it's not in the Pasik, V'nichusa Nefashais. It's Karis Medivrei Kabbalah, which means we know it's Karis because of a Gilui Kara in Nach. It means a Pasik in Nach. We don't learn new Dinim from Nach. It's just a Gilui Kara in Nach that the Din, that this Din is a Nisakaris. And the Rambam brings that lahalacha. So these two steps are not a chiddush of the Trumas Hadashin. The fact that someone who's by Alaramis is Kanon Pagan by, and that there's Nisakaris, that Shtei Peferish. But the Trumas Hadashin now says is that once it's an Issacharis, it plugs into the drasha of Aleha and our Gemara. That an Erva, which means an Issacharis, doesn't have a parsha of Yibum v'chalitza. Once it's an Issacharis, there's no parsha of Yibum v'chalitza. And since there's no parsha of Yibum v'chalitza, if you fall to a mummer, you're off the hook. That's the reason for this Rabbeinu Chananel and the Shita Sagayim. The reason is because a bia of a Jew and a mummer is Kanaan Paigam by Visur Ekaris. Memela, there's no parsha of Yibam on such a nefila. That the Trumas Hadeshah names on as pshat. That's not his suffix. That he names on as pshat in the Mardechai. The night of Yehuda. What? Oh, so that links in the Chiddush. The fact that the parsha is talking about a guy. And this is talking about a mumer, that the mumer has a din as a guy. Lagabe marriage, lagabe this, that's a chiddush of Trumas Hadeshah. That doesn't say in the Rambam. That nekuda, that a mumer, now mumer doesn't mean Rasha here. It doesn't mean somebody who's a Rasha who does aveiros. Mumer very often means he's Mechal Shabbos. It says no, it means somebody who shmad, someone who takes himself out of Klal Yisrael. Who considers himself like a guy, who assimilates, that type of a mumer is included in this parsha Kanon Paigamai, not Stama Rasha. And Memela, it's included in this parsha. What was the Mordechai's Lashon? What that Lashon was? What? Mumer Lavedis Kechavim. Good. So he was talking about someone who takes himself out of Klai Yisrael, Mumer Lavedis Kechavim, someone who shmads himself, who goes over to being an Eved Avedis Zara. But not Stama Rasha. Yeah. The Gedorim are, that's what they say, he's Mafki himself in Klai Yisrael. He goes over to be an Eved Avedah Zarah, shmads himself, assimilates. Doesn't consider himself as a Yehudi ben a Yehudim. Now the Neid of Yehuda in a Tshuva in Chelek Beis, Tshuva Kufnun, which is an interesting tshuva for a number of reasons, but there in the paragraph Divar Maskel Ve'imbanu, he asks on the Trumas Hadeshin's reason. Why does the Trumas Hadeshin say that it's a Kanon Pagan by case? He says it's not true. It's only Kanon Pagan by if it's Beferhesia in front of Asara. If it's Beferhesia in front of Asara, then Kanon Pagan. But Stamazai, a man is Bayal a Gaita, there's no Kanon Pagan by. So he's Matzmiya on the Trumas Hadeshin, and Demesis, he rejects the Trumas Hadeshin's reason because of this. He doesn't agree with the Trumas Hadeshin. If we want to answer the Trumas Hadeshin, there are two Mahalchim. Either you could say, like the Shitas HaBach. Bach is quoted in the Chalkas Mechaika, Simin Tezayin, I think it's Ois Hei. The Bach holds that the Chorus is even B'tzidah. Kanan Paiginbai is only B'ferhesia. But the Din Chorus, which is what we're talking about, is even B'tzidah. So, the Lady Behuda's Kasha's answer. However, the Bach itself, the Chalkas Mechaika argues with the Bach. So it's machlaikis. So at least by one shita, we have a teretz. Or, if you want, you can understand Shumas Hadeshen that Yibum is always called for Hesed. Since by the mitzvah of Yibum it says, Lahakim Shein B'Yisrael, that the whole Yibum is to publicly declare that the dead brother has a hemsha. It's a B'Yisrael Dikadin, it's like a Fahesia Dikadin. So maybe that is what the Shumas Hadeshen meant. One of these two possible mahalchim. Tazayin hay, never has a simit tazayin sukkah. So, however we use the Shumas Hadeshen, at the end of the day, we have the sheet of the Mardechai, B'Shem Degainim, and two explanations. Either the explanation that the original wedding is Al-Tanai, or the explanation that it's a Kanan Pagan, but it's like an Issacharis. Now, there are many nafkaminas between the two reasons. I think one nafkamina would be if the first husband is also a mummer. If the first husband was also a mummer, he's also a fryer yid, and for some reason he did kedushin. He got married, he wanted a ceremony, he did kedushin. If the first husband is also a mummer, so let's see. The first reason that if ki'ilu is mekadesh on it tonight, he doesn't want his wife to fall to a mummer to yibum. It doesn't make sense here. He himself is a mummer. His wife is marrying a mummer now too. So he's concerned that she'll fall to a mummer and she'll be married to a mummer. It doesn't make sense. The first reason wouldn't apply if the husband is also a mummer. But the second reason, l'chairi, should apply. The second reason, Shumas Hadeshen's reason, is an absolute reason that there should be no parsha of Yibum because it's Issacharis and therefore it shouldn't apply. There's a new chi of karis. L'chairi it's Issacharis again. If someone marries his sister and then he goes and marries his other sister, taka new chi of karis. So.
Why is this kedushin
taifus? If he's a sakaris, kedushin shouldn't be taifus. I don't think anybody has to go so far as to say kedushin is not taifus, right? So the truth is, it's a sugya on tezayin whether somebody who's nishtamed legamri is a kedushin taifus. And pashtus kedushin zechet taifus. And here's marshah there. We're going to have later in this parak that holds that by a mumer it's possible to say kedushin taifus. On the second one.
Any moment,
that means bad sin, there's no condition types. Alright, maybe you're right. Yeah, we're talking about the ultimate mover and such a thing. Another nafkamina is if she's a mumeres, if she, right, the Mordechai was really talking with the male. The one you fall to is a mummer. What about when she is a mumeris? Again, the first reason won't apply. I don't want my wife to fall to a fraya yid. But if the wife herself is a fraya woman, so what does it mean? The husband doesn't want, she's not religious. She's a full-time not religious man. Of course she's going to marry a not religious man. Who else is she going to marry? She herself is not religious. But she's going to marry. Oh, you mean maybe the Lahakim Shein he doesn't want? Maybe. What we're doing really then is you're taking a Kiddush and being Mechadish more from it. Could be you're saying is right. But the second reason, Zichur applies. The Kanon Pagan Bay, Zichur applies when she's a Mumeres. How do I know that? Because the Maisa of Zimri was that Maisa. Was when she was a Mumeres. That was the story of Zimri. The original Maisa was...
She was a guy.
When she's a guy. Well, we're saying guy is Mumeres, according to the Shumas Hadeshen. The Kanan Pagan, it's the same thing. So, if we're going to say it when there's a Mumer, we're looking to say it when she's a Mumeres. So, this would be a second possible Nafkamina between the two Mahalchim. Whatever the nafkaminas are, at the end of the day, we learn the chiddush of the Mardechai, the din of a mummer, and we're going today with the Shumas Hadeshen's mahalach that we have a new erva. In addition to all the arayas that say in the Torah, we have a new erava, a kanon pagan by erava, something that we don't bump into all the time, a new type of a isakaris. Now, till now is the Mordechai. Now we come to the Trumas Hadesh. Maisa Shehaya, Trumas Hadesh, can you say the Trumas Hadesh and Maisa Shehaya Kachaya? Now the Beis Yosef writes that the Trumas Hadesh made up all the Shailas. They didn't happen. He just wanted to put out a Sefer Chidusha, make it interesting. So he made up the Shailas. That's what it says in Beis Yosef. So Beis Yosef says he can't answer that he said this case because Maisa Shehaya Kachaya, because he made up the cases. When he put the tshuva safe. Good to know. You want to give a drasha and pretend the case came up, it seems you have a head to. At any rate, the tshuva sadeshin, the rishon, before the Beis Yosef, his shiloh was the following shiloh. A man married Leah. Married his wife, first wife. And she went off and shmat herself and ran away. She never got a get. She's not interested. She went, she married a guy, she left Klal Yisrael. He went, and he married a new Rachel. Somebody got a het mei Ravanim. Truth is, if a woman shmads herself, you don't need a het mei Ravanim. He went and he married Rachel. Technically, he's married to both. It just says in Shulchan Aruch. She shmads her, maybe I shouldn't make it there. Nobody read this. But at any rate, the Leah, so now he's technically married to Leah, the Mishumedes, and to Rachel, the Bas Yisrael. They're not sisters, just pick their names, Leah and Rachel, two women. Then the man died without children. What's a shaila? Do you need Yibam v'chalitza? He has a brother. Do you need Yibam v'chalitza? Now Leah is not asking the shaila. Leah is off somewhere married to Gaita. She was Nesha Sish when she got married. She doesn't care if she's a Shemeres. Shemeres Yavam. Rachel is asking. Rachel is asking, do I need Yibam v'chalitza? What's a shaila? She's not a mumeres. She's a regular wife. What's the question? Question. We just learned to Mordechai that a mumeres has a din erava, that Leah doesn't have a parasha of Yibam v'chalitza. She's like an erava. If she's like an erava, then she should pater hatzara too. Right? All the arayas pater themselves and their tzara. Since they pater themselves and their tzara, this Leah, who's a mumeres, should pater Rachel. Should pater hatzara too. So Tshuva Sadesh and Shaila is that Shaila. Could we add a chiddush to the Mordechai's chiddush? The Mordechai's chiddush was that the mumer himself or the mumeres herself doesn't have a parasha of Yibam v'chalitza because they do need the erva because they're isakaris. Shaila Tshuvas Hadeshen. Could we say that you're part of the tzara as well? That's the shaila Tshuvas Hadeshen was asked. So he answers, and the Teretz he says is pesach is very glad, not complicated. Well, Tshuvas Hadeshen holds that's the Mordechai, but you're right. The feet of Tshuvas Hadeshen's Hezber in the Mordechai, or call it in the Tshuvas Hagayinim, that which the Mordechai holds, which the Tshuvas Hadeshen holds, is the Hezber. Does it pattern? So the Tshuvas Hadeshen's Tshuva is the following. He said on Daf Bezom and Aleph, Tosfos asked, "What about Nida?" Tosis, the bottom Tosis asked, what about Nida? Nida is also an Issacharis. No, it's not called an Erva, but a Nida is also an Issacharis. So Tosis says, does a Nida, if a man dies and leaves a wife who's a Nida, does she have a parasha in the Chalitza? She's an Issacharis. So what did Tosis say? Tosis said, no. Well, Taisis Lasha was, at least in the beginning of the Taifis, the Loidami, the Achais Isha Vishar Araya Se Isser Oimel Al Yabam Tfei Mishar Bnei Adam, Al Nida Lukuliyama Asira. That was the first line of Taisis. That the Parsha of Daf Gimel Amid Beis is talking about people that are Asa to you. that there's nissa on this man. It's his daughter, it's his mother, it's his sister. Nissa to him. And he's not the only one. Could be there are two people to whom this is a mother. A mother could have 5 children, 10 children. But it means it's not an isla chala'aylam. The parsha of Daf Gimel Amid Beis is an iser of a relative, someone who specifically asa to you. All other arayis we know, because dumya da achaisisha. Right? The pasuk oleho is only by achaisisha, by one erev. Everything else, dumya da achaisisha. So Taisus said, anida, which is asa l'chalayim kulay, is not dumya da achaisisha. Dr. Truma said, Eshen, im kein, our shaila is whether a mummer patters a tzara. Does the mummer pater a tzara? So Teretz says, no, it's not dumya da achaisisha. It has to be similar to achaisisha. That's not l'chol ha'ilam. A mummer, in this case a mumeret, is also l'chol ha'ilam. The Kanan Paikim Rai goes on all yidin, at least not all from yidin. And a meila, it's like nida. Just like a nida doesn't pater a tzara, the same thing, a mumeret doesn't pater a tzara. That psakat from Sadeshan is very glatt, very easy to understand. It doesn't get complicated at this point. We have chidushim. The chidushim, but there it gets glatt. What?
Then a regular case of mumer shenita.
So the question is, why is a mumer different than a nida in the etzem p'tor? In the etzem p'tor. What?
In our case,
in Mimela, the Truma Sadeshan says, in my case, it's not going to pat the rachel. Not going to pater at Tzara, just like a Nida doesn't pater at Tzara. A Mumeres doesn't pater at Tzara. So you're asking, if it's not Dumya da Achaisisha, then what about the Erva itself? What about the Erva itself? So that is sort of what the Truma Sadeshan is. I don't know why, but he phrases it as follows. So till here, it's glatt. I think everyone here could understand Mumeres is like Nida, it doesn't pater.
He is temporary. Yes.
What?
Either is temporary, all the rest are permanent.
And therefore, there was a difference between them. It's true, but the reason of Taisus was that it has to be similar to Achisisha, which is also only to you. That it's not similar to Achisisha is true about a Mumeres too. That's also Chalayim. So even though Mumeres and Nida are different, Nida is going to come off, and Mumeres, if she does true, it'll come off. Kashas won't come off. It's taka difference. But still, Taisus' reason of Dumya da Achaisisha should apply to Mumeres too. It's not similar to Achaisisha, which is a unique issa to you. After. Because it's Nesra Sha'achas.
So that's it by Nida. Why? Because the same reason as Taisus.
You don't say that by Nida.
Because it does in the whole world. That's the same as Taisus' fashion.
Because this is... We don't say Ben Nida Nesra Sha'achas because this comes off. Because this is going to come off later by itself.
Yeah, but we don't say it. Why is Nesra Sha'achas? Because that's
okay. And that's the reason why Mumeres will be different. Because Mumeres doesn't come off. Mumeres doesn't come off, so the Nesra Sha'achas does apply. How does it come off?
If she does
tshuva. But that's not included. Taisa is saying Nida because there's no Chsar and Darkei Naim. It's going to come off shortly. Mumeres may never come off.
Not but the first parent, then it's different than us on the whole world.
Right, so that's true about both, neither and.
And Mumeres.
Yes.
So Mumeres, if she becomes a Baal Teshuva afterwards, she should be a Chiyah.
That's Nesra Sha'achas.
But we don't say Nesra Sha'achas if it's not. We don't say Nesra Sha'achas by all the other, it's only us to him.
We won't say Nesra Sha'achas Bechlau. Is that true? That when I say Nesra Sha'achas Bechlal, even a Tzemiah doesn't come off by itself? Yeah, but Tais is Teretz. So Taisus says that Nida, which is Asa Kol Ha'olam, Afilu Bishas Nefila, she's a Bas Yibam. Even Bishas Nefila, she's a Bas Yibam. Tosfos not talking about shachas.
It's not
a
type of
iser
that
asks
for forever. It's not a type of iser that asks for forever.
But we know Nesr Shachas does ask for forever.
But not by Nidu, because it's also called that iser.
But that not like Nidu makes sense to change Achaisisha. Does it change Nesr Shachas? And Tosfos doesn't come to Nesr Shachas until the Ainur Lachalik. So I'm not sure. Doesn't say, it doesn't talk about Nesr Shachas till the Ainur Lachalik. Okay. Definitely can't do Yivam. Yeah. Tosfos lashon that a Nida is considered a Bas Yivam right away. Yeah, that's true. But the Nakuda that Tosfos says that it has to be Dumya Dachaisisha, it's true that a Mumeris is not Dumya Dachaisisha. It's not Dumya Denida also, which is what everyone's asking. All right, so we have to figure out how to deal with it. But it's not Dumya Dachaisisha, that's true. So it's not exactly Dumya Denida. All right, so we have to figure out how to be done the Dishan. But that not Dumya Dachaisisha is true.
Once it's not
doing
the
achayisha,
it should be
mutter.
The only
is not doing the, so that's what we're asking, that it should be turned not only on the tzara but on the erva self. That's what you're asking.
I'm saying it should be on herself.
On herself also. Okay, so let's see. Right, let's see. The Chumash Desha sort of asks that. Let me speak out the second part of Chumash Desha, and we'll see if it explains. Okay, I was telling you that everything's simple so far. Okay, unless you have questions. But the words of the Shumas HaDeshen are simple. You want to know if he's right? There's a lot to clear. Again, the Shumas HaDeshen said what? He asked that Mumera Shepatra Tzara. He answered, no, it's like Nida, it doesn't Patra Tzara. Good. Then he asks. In the case of a Mumer, in the regular case of a Mumer, the Gemara's, not the Gemara, the Mordechai's case. From couple, a married, the man dies, she falls to a mummer. So we're saying now that that mummer is an erva, and since it's an erva, there's no yibum. But 1 minute. That erva itself is not dumya da'achaisisha. The Chumash HaDeshen just answered when you're talking about the tzara, that you can't part the tzara because a nida is not dumya la'achaisisha, and a mummer is not dumya la'achaisisha. If so, in the regular case of a mummer, the erva itself is also not doim la'achaisisha. So the question, therefore, is, what's pshat in the whole Mordechai in the first place? The whole Mordechai said that a mummer is an erva, and therefore there's no yibum. But if you say it's not similar to achaisisha, just like we just said l'gabi tzara, it's not doim la'achaisisha. The Gabi, the Erva itself, it shouldn't be Dumya Da'achaisisha. So the whole Mordechai should fall apart. Because what is the whole Mordechai Gebayt? A Mummer is an Erva, and we have an Agamara that an Erva doesn't fall to Yibam. An Erva doesn't fall to Yibam. So a Mummer is an Erva, so maybe there's no Yibam. That was the whole Mordechai. But if you're telling me now that a mummer is not similar to achaisisha, because achaisisha is also to just individuals, and a mummer is l'cholay l'kulay, so then the whole p'tor of a mummer in the first place is not similar to achaisisha, and the erva itself shouldn't fall to yibum. The erva itself shouldn't pata from yibum, because it has to be dumya d'achaisisha, which is essentially what you were asking. You were asking tzad mumeres, and he is tzad mumeres, the same question. In other words, Mamanashach, he's asking. If you're going to say the Mummer is an Erva, it's the same as all of them, so Chapata Tzara too. If you're going to say a Mummer is different, so then this whole Amid shouldn't apply, and the Erva itself shouldn't be Pata. That's the Chumash HaDeshen's cash. Nida also has a Chiyav Karas. And still, we're saying, since it's not Dumi Dachaisisha, the whole parasha applies. So by Mormon, the same thing. And for the Chumash HaDeshen, you're right. The Mordechai was not going according to the Shita of Daf Gimel Amud Beis. According to the Shita, we learned the Mordechai wouldn't hold true. Because the Erva is Potter because it's similar to Achai Sisha. And this is not similar to Achai Sisha. However, I pointed out to you 2 days ago that in Daf Chesam and Aleph, Rava says, Erva Gufa Leitzarach Kra. These psukim only need if it's Sara. Erva Gufa Leitzarach Kra. It's really a Pashtus Svara. Ein Asei Dech Lo Yisei Shesh Bekaris. And Rava says, you don't need these psukim for Erva Gufa. Therefore, Zakta Chumas HaDeshen, this whole pilpul of the Mardechai is going like Rava. Rava holds that for the Erva Gufa, it doesn't have to be similar to Achai Sisha. It's a Svara Chitzayin, it's a Svara without psukim. That Ein Asei Dech Lo Yisei Shesh Bekaris. And the Meila, and the Erva is Pater. The Mardechai was going like Rava. Passes like Rava. Rava's a Basri, passes like Rava. But you take a right, according to Abba Gemara, that holds the Erev at Tzarech Kra, you're right, Mumer is not similar to Achai Sisha, and then they won't apply. This is what the Chumash HaDeshen's maskon is. What?
So Nida.
Nida should be like Tzarech Kra, so I guess we'll answer that the same terrace, that since Kedushin is Typhus, by Anida. See, what are you going to say? Ein asei deicha lo yisei shesh bekaris. So you're going to say it's takanat deicha, but Kedushin is taifis. We're going to have to learn that this taifis kasha is only going like Gimel Medeis, not like Rava. That's what you're going to have to learn. Unless you learn taifis yet about Sarah.
Why is Kedushin taifis?
A step back. The Chumash HaDeshen will learn that this Taisvis Kasha of Nida is only by Tzara. Taisvis wasn't talking about the Nida itself. Because we know Kedushin Taisvim in Nida, so maybe it was Taisvis. Taisvis isn't by Nida itself. That's what Bachanan's Tmiya on the Chumash HaDeshen. If the Rakan Lashayna, he says, what do you mean Taisvis not talking about Tzara? Taisvis not about Nida itself. Okay. Could be really Taisvis meant that you go into the Mishnah. Okay, at any rate, this is the Chumash HaDeshen. By studying the Chumash HaDeshen, you aim it on two things. The Mardechai, which is the Yediyah Chashuva. And from this last piece, we're going to be aim it on the difference between Gimel Amud Beis and Chesam and Aleph. Now again, I'm coming back to the first day that we started Shir, in the beginning of the year. I told you that there are three possible reasons that an Erva doesn't do Yivam HaChalitza. One reason, Aleha. And one reason, the second reason was Rava's reason, Adav Ches, that Eina Seh Dech Lo Yisei Shesh Bekaris. And now, that we finished the first two blot, we're reinforcing that idea that I mentioned three reasons. We'll get to the third reason later. But right now, we're trying to reinforce the idea that Pshat in the Mishnah, it's really all we did this year so far, is learned the Mishnah with the first two blat, which is Pshat in the Mishnah, especially the sub. Pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is it's 15 arayas off the hook. Why? On Gimel Amud Beis because of Aleha and Litzar is Fitzara. And we're going to have Rav on that Ches. Then no, they're off the hook. It's Ein Asei Dechalei Zeish Bekaris Svara. And Litzar needs a pasuk. What's a nafgamina between the reason of Gimel Amud Beis, the reason of Daf Ches, says the Chumash HaDeshen, Daf Kamina would be a mummer, is a mummer off the hook. If you all like Rava, that Isurei Karis is a Svara, so then the Mardechai's Chiddush is true. If you hold like Gimel Amud Beis, that has to be Dumya Dachai Sisha, then the mummer Svara is not true. It depends on this, on these two drashas. That's what Chumash HaDeshen is saying. Say again.
On
the bottom of
Yavah.
Some Nami like Baikra.
Because
it has to be Yesh by the goof. That's goof what the Pasuk is telling you. The Petur Tzara, which Batsim doesn't need a Pasuk, the Pasuk is telling you the Petur Tzara is only for Makam Mitzvah. The Tarish like Makam Mitzvah, it's off the hook. Fine.
It's not the demographic position.
Does it still have to be Dumya Dachas? Yes, because we're saying Zara wouldn't need a pasuk. But once it has a pasuk, it's telling you, well, the Makam Mitzvah is the Gemara's case, but really a pasuk is telling you it has to be Dumya Dachas Isha, Lafukesh Leiba Makam Mitzvah. Okay, so we have done in the last, 20 or 25 shiurim, we've covered two, I don't want to say the most infamous blot in Shas, that's not a good expression, but known as some of the most complicated blot. The first Mishnah, its explanation. I think we, to a fair degree, have been oimid on many nekudas, the complicated issue of Kol Sheina al-Chalitza, al-Yibamim al-Chalitza, which we discussed at length. The issue of whether the mitzvah is a mitzvah to marry the Yibam or to be bail the Yavama, which we also discussed, and the issues of the Makairais. And the plan is now to go to Chesamet Beis, which is a continuation of this. It's an absolute, total continuation of what we learned. On Chesamet Beis, there are two dots. It says Gufa Rebbe Aimer. That's what we're going to pick up from. We do need to do a proper Chazara. But there's mamish hemshuch. You're going to see that from Gimel and Beis, the Chesam and Beis is a hemshuch. It's an agav sugya that comes in. I say that Elisa say. You're going to get the Chesam and Beis. Now, the Derech Hagdama, if you can pass around, I have here a copy of the Rambam, Noach Reinen, Rishon. We're going to learn Rambam together. And this is, in a way, going to be a Hagdama to what we learn on Chesam and Beis. We'll learn the Rambam inside. And the Rambam is halfway the fellow, Kedaka Shel Rambam. I want you to appreciate three Nekudis in this Rambam, two of which we already discussed without mentioning the Rambam, and one is the main point that I want to make. Now I want to tell you which Rambam is this. If you look on Beis Amud Aleph on the Mishnah, the Mishnah starts Chamesh Esrei Noshim Paitreis. You look, it says Rambam Perek Vav Halacha Yudalet. So this is not a favor from the Rambam. This is the Rambam on our Mishnah. The Rambam is bringing the din of the Mishnah. It should be an easy Rambam. When a Rambam brings his own Chiddush, he brings his own Chiddush. This should be an easy Rambam. It's a din of the Mishnah. So let's learn it. And as I said, there are three Nekudas to bring out, but one is the main Nekuda. Mishemes achiv v'niach shtei noshim ha'achas asur lo mishem erva. See, Rambam doesn't go through the 15. It says one is also mishem erva. Vashniya ina erva, and the tzara is not an erva. Kishem shah erva p'tura menachlitza menayibom. Just like the erva is p'tura from chalitza and yibom. I think the order of chalitza and yibom is a little strange, but okay. Kach tzarasa p'tura. V'loy naflo loizika klal abayizek. Till here, easy Rambam. Till shenemar, it's the Mishnah. True. Till here, the Rambam and easy Mishnah. Shenemar. What would you say after shenemar? You would say what?
Ole ole.
That's what it should say here. Say shenemar. Ole ole. It's like the Rambam new pasuk. It's not new, it's in the Chumash, but new to us, Shenema. Asholah Yibana es Beis Achiv. It says, who does Chalitza, a person who refuses to build the house of his brother? By Yeshiyesh lo Lukuchim, Beis Amensha Yirtza, Yesh lo Zika. When it's a bias, you can marry whichever wife you want, then there's Zika. Ubayish, and it's Sasei Eni Yachal of Naisa. A bias. Who one wife you can't rebuild? Sharei ein loy balukuchim, because kedushin is not taifis in an erva. Ein nebay nafilu miktzasai shumater. So why is it tzara pata? Listen, a brand new thing. Brand new thing. Rava says you don't need a pasuk. Agamara says you need a pasuk of aleha. The Rambam darshin to taira a new drasha. I don't know any place in that. I don't know. The mafarshim say where. Where is this in Shas, this drasha? The Rambam can't put a new drasha. Listen to how he darshens the Chumash. It says, Ashaloh Yibon es Beis Achiv. Yibam is someone who has an ability to rebuild the house of his brother. So it has to be Bezim and Sheyirtu who Sheyesh Lezika. By Shemitzasi, any of them, I say Sheyba Lekuchem, Ede Vaina, Telemitzasi, Shumotir. Nimtza, Saras Erva, Erva Olav, Mishama Eshes Achiv, comes out, since there's no mitzvah of Yibum, applies Eshes Achiv, Shari Ein Lala Zika. The plea in this Rambam is that the Rambam is coming up with new drashas. Coming up with brand new drashas, which L'chaira have no makim, have no place. That's Pella number one, which we're going to have to deal with. Now, the Rambam says, Sharei Ein Loi Ba Lekuchin. What does that mean? Ein Loi Ba Lekuchin means, in Erva, Kedusha is not typhus in Erva. Right, you all know that. Again, something we spoke about in the introduction to the Masechta. Kedusha not typhus Bisurei Karis. Rabbi Kiva holds, Kedusha not typhus even by Lavin. We're going to pass it with Rabbi Kiva. We passed it by Surei Karis, Kedusha not typhus. It's up to Rambam. You know why there's no Yivam by an Erva? Because the Kedusha types it. And Memela, the Tzara is also Pater. Because the Tzara, it says, the Shalayiv in the space Achiv, and you can't build the one that's in Kedushin types in the Erva. And Memela, you put the Lagan. This is the Rambam's new Drasha. So, there are two parts to this Rambam. Again, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is an Erva is Pater, a Tzara is Pater, and a Tzara is Tzara. Why is an Erva Pater? So we said three possible reasons. Alea Alea, Pater's an Erva, that's Gimel Mebet. Rava, this Eina Seidach Lestia Shesh Pekaris. Fine, Shuma Seidach Shemezan Tamach Leikis. Fine. We have now a third reason. The third reason is that Ein Kedushin Taifsin Bechaive Krisis. It's not possible to be by the bias on the Erva, because Kedushin is not Taifis. Like the Rambam says, Sharei Ein Lai Ba Lekuchen. The Erva, you can't marry the Erva. Ein Lai Ba Lekuchen, it's not possible to marry her. Ein Kedushin Taifsin. So the Rambam has a third reason. Reb Chaim asks, and this is Allah Shas, he says, you're right. The Rambam's a Pella, it's not like the Gemara. Okay, we have to answer it. But I have another kasha. The Rambam is right. In Svara, what's the Hava Mina that you could be Miyavim in Erva? Ein Kedushin Taisim, Bechai Ve'arayis. What's going on here in the Gemara? We just learned Oleha Oleha. Who needs it? Who needs Drashas? Ein Kedushin Taisim, Bechai Ve'arayis. So Memela, of course, you can't be Miyavim the Erva. So we can answer, like we said yesterday, that the Havamina was that it's a hetakloli, a brother one, that may little be by everyone, and therefore I need a posse. Okay, nafinami. Who said that Yibum is the equivalent of Kedushin? So you mean Yibum might surpass Kedushin in ability to be. To be typhus. Maybe Yibum has a stronger ability to be typhus. There's maybe part of the Chiddush of Yavama is that in this case you could take her for a wife. Okay, maybe. Perhaps that's a Mahalach. No, that's included in the Parsha of Yibum. Okay. So what you're really saying is very similar, that a raya to it is, we see Yibum works by Eishes Achiv, and Kedushin doesn't work by Eishes Achiv. So maybe Yibum is stronger and it could work here. It's a good mahala. I'm sure we'll find this mahala someplace. But Rav Chaim asked it as a kasha. Now we're going to come back to this, because when you have a chance, look at the Rambam. Now the Pella is that the Magen Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, and the Lechem Mishnah, and the Mishnah Melech, and the Ravid, who beat up on the Rambam every time he does this, they don't say a word here. It's a bit of a plea that you would think there should be something here. The only thing you have on the page is the top line of the Magen Mishnah. Yudalit, Mishmeisachim, Tchilas HaMasechta, Tesla of Nashim Pachar Zayim. It's a bit strange that at least they should be Amerik. So I do have to defend the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah in Perek Vav, Halacha Ches, already says something about this. And it has to do with Rebbe. Gufa, Rebbe Aimer, the first words we're going to learn on Chesam and Days. He says something to the effect, we'll see tomorrow what it means, that the Rambam doesn't pass him, not like Gimlam and Days, not like Rava, like Rebbe on Chesam and Days. Now, if Rebbe would say this drasha, it would be fine. The problem is Rebbe doesn't say this drasha, which means we're still going to have a problem, so we're going to see that tomorrow. But these are the issues, the problem with this Rambam. Now, I mentioned to you that in this Rambam we have the kashis, but we have agav two important chidushim that are not kashis. In this Rambam, two things that we discussed. Aleph. We have here on the board, and we're going to come back to it all year, two ways to learn if a tzara is aser. At the end of the day, why is a tzara aser? Rashi Shita is Eishes Achiv, and Rashi Achesam Abay is going to say it again by Rebbe. That it's Tzara Zasa Teshes Achiv, and the Mahalach of Taisvis and others, that it's a newest called Tzara Serva. We have here a Beferish Rambam, like Rashi. Because look at his Lashon. His Lashon in the last two lines, V'nimtzeis, he says, after the Pasuk is finished, Nimtzeis comes out. What does he say? Nimtzeis, Tzara Sa Erva, Erva Alav, Mishum Eishes Achiv. Shoyen love Zika. The Feirish in the Rambam, I don't think you could wiggle one way or the other. It can't be more Feirish. Nimtzis, it comes out after the Psukim. Tzara sa erva, erva alav mishum eishes achiv. So, we have a Feirish Rambam that is in this eishes achiv, which means the Rambam is like Rashi. If you look at Halacha Tezvav, the last two lines, he repeats himself. By Tzara Tzara. At the end of Tezvav, he says, V'chein adim b'tzara Tzara, at Seif HaElam, Shekol Isha she'eno le'azika, be'isser eishas achim edes lo'elam. So if it wasn't good enough that he said it once, he says it twice. So, it's accurate to say, and the Achrenim say this, the Birchas Avraham, who sets up the Shittas in the beginning of the Masechta, says that it's Rashi Varambam that hold Eishasach. It's Rashi Shittas and Rambam Shittas. Who do we put on Taisa's side? We're going to have to come up with more names. Not good enough that Rabbi Chananim is on that way. We need Rishayim. So it's Hashem. We still have time to go. But right now, we have an Agav Chiddush in the Rambam of Eishasach. There's one more Agav Chiddush in this Rambam. We cleared whether the mitzvah of Yibum is a mitzvah to be boil a Yavama or a mitzvah to marry a Yavama. That was our clear. It's a mitzvah to be boil a Yavama or a mitzvah to marry a Yavama. That was the clear we discussed probably on that base. At that time, I told you that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs says Beferish, which way did he say Beferish? I think he said Beferish to marry. That was his lashon. The Rambam, when he brings the mitzvah of Yibum in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says the mitzvah is to marry, not the mitzvah is to be bayil. Mitzvah is to marry. That is included in the Rambam here as well. He said, Bayish HaMitzvah Ein Yochel of Naisai, Shari Ein Le Balakuchim. Said you can't be buying a bayis achiv by an erva. Why? He doesn't say shari osa bebiya. He says shari eloi balakuchik. Kedusha is not typhus. So we have a second nakuda in this Rambam, which is clear, which we're not asking any kashas on, which is reinforcing what we said earlier, that the Rambam holds the mitzvah of yibum is marriage, not bia. The mitzvah of yibum is marriage, Memela, in Le Balakuchim, in Kedushin Taisim Bechai Bekaris, so Memela, in Erva, doesn't do. Obviously, if you're going to hold the mitzvah's Bia, then this whole Rambam doesn't apply. So it appears, and that appears, it's clear, two Nekudas in this Rambam are clear. The Rambam holds like Rashi Shita, Ve'isra Shesach, and the Rambam holds the mitzvah of Yibum is marriage. Those are two Klori Yisaitis in this Rambam, Halacha Yudalit. Then, well, we're going to come back tomorrow, is to try to figure out a mahalach in why the Rambam chose a derech la'atzmai, nu psukim, nu mahalachim. I'm going to try to deal with it. I think, I'm not sure which mahalach we're going to go with. I think there's a Reb Ruvain on this, and I know that Reb Moshe, Nigris Moshe, the first Avanez, Simchos Samach Tes, has a mahalach. So we're going to deal with it. Also, we're going to deal with the kasha of Reb Chaim, that the Rambam Svara is right. It's always easier to deal with Svaras than with Gzeres HaKasus. So we'll deal with Gzeres HaKasus in the beginning, and then we'll get to the Svaras. That's probably take us longer.